This is Craig Brasky with the Chief Organizer's Report, dealing with domestic abuse with databases and risk assessment. I don't like to think about domestic abuse. It makes me sad. It makes me mad. I can watch the blood and gore on police procedurals on TV or Netflix or whatever and pretend it's make-believe. But harming women and children is a head-turner and channel switcher for me. Nonetheless, I read about the book, No Visible Bruises, What We Don't Know About Domestic Violence Could Kill Us by Rachel Louise Snyder. A number of publications rated it as one of the 10 best books of the year and top 5 nonfiction. A little over a year ago, I worked with an intern at Acorn from Albania who spent a month with us in New Orleans, and when I visited her in Tirana, Albania, among the many things I did was visit a women's abuse shelter where she volunteered, in the limited area where men were allowed in this nondescript anonymous space. I knew it was time for me to man up to learn more about this, so I read the book. The book is invaluable, tragic, and a call for action. Much of it is platformed around tragedy, where a husband killed his wife and children, and then himself, after trying to set fire to the house in Billings, Montana. I felt like I knew the family in the neighborhood, though it could have been anywhere in the city, in any city in the U.S. or the world for that matter. Much of Snyder's reporting is about the gulf in information and understanding about what constitutes abuse in the intersection of families with police, courts, social services, and health centers. Almost all of them earn failing grades. Many do not for lack of effort, but limited understanding. Good hearts failed by poor brains. Social workers have developed a danger assessment tool, which is excellent in predicting the likelihood of abuse and fortunately has been widely adapted in many areas of the country. In looking at risk, the tool highlights substance abuse, gun ownership, extreme. Rick's Fasters, as are threats to children, destruction of property, and a victim's complaints against them, the police reported to I keep the history of DUI. Part of what advocates argue is that in addition to a national difficult because it's too personal, and the witnesses who are spouses and children are often silent for their own security and hopes of stability. Nonetheless, there's no reason any of us, including our government, should make abuse even easier and less transparent. I've got a guy, and believe me now, I'm going to be talking to him and others about why we can't make this happen and do our small part. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.